The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Let me just move over to the other side of the room and make sure there's a healthy distance between us.
Do you remember that time when you had a cough and I came in with a mask?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, I've had a mask on from May to September.
Yeah.
Did you know the flu season lasts 17 weeks?
A flu season or our last one?
A flu season.
17 weeks.
17 weeks from about May to September. And people who contracted the flu this year say it's been the worst ever.
Mm.
So much so that the Institute for Communicable Diseases said that the strain of flu this year definitely had the H1N1 virus, which is commonly known as swine flu, which reared its head in about 2010. But they say it's nothing to worry about because it's just part of the winter flu season. So people who are alarmed that
that we're getting a bit of swine flu.
They were getting a bit of swine flu and nothing to worry about. So wanting some clarity on this entire thing, I went to my old friend, Dr. Michael Moll, who just happens to be something of an expert on the matter. You know, he's not just a TV doctor. He's also a real life doctor.
Mm.
And so he dispensed with some advice and he gives us some really great information about the flu and how to stay flu free.
Nice.
Mike, there's been some concern that this terrible flu that's been going around lately is a strain of the H1N1 virus, which essentially is swine flu. So, quick refresher for us, what exactly is swine flu?
Well, Terence, swine flu is also known as the H1N1 virus flu, and it's a relatively new strain of the influenza virus that causes symptoms just like the regular flu. You're right, it originated in pigs, hence the swine, those swines, but I mean, it spread primarily from person to person. It was a pandemic, and that's probably the most important thing, Terence. It was a pandemic in 2009, but it's now just considered another human flu virus, just another virus, and the World Health Organization says there's no danger of a new pandemic. So that's probably the most important thing to take up.
Yeah, so the Department of Health has actually come out and said that these, you know, together with the, I think it's the adenoviruses, the cluster, it's all just part of the winter flu season. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, the difference really is that one year, one virus might be the dominant virus, and another year, another virus. You know, this year, the influenza season started at the end of May and was predominated by a virus called the H3N2 virus, okay, with a little bit of sporadic, you know, head popping up of the H1N1 flu virus. But I guess unlike the H3N2 virus, swine flu typically targets kind of healthy young adults, and that's what gets H1N1 or swine flu more attention than the other viruses, per se.
So, Mike, how do we keep ourselves out of bed? How do we protect ourselves from this?
I suppose the flu bug has only one benefit that I can see, and that it really makes you appreciate your health once you've recovered. I mean, by far the most effective way to prevent flu is to have the annual flu vaccine. Mm. And I say annual because the vaccine itself changes every year. I mean, there are a group of experts, call them germ geeks, if you will, who study virus samples collected from around the world, and they then tweak the vaccine recipe every year based on those viruses that are most likely to cause illness during the upcoming flu season, and that's what makes up this flu vaccine, and that's why it's not only so effective, but the most effective thing you and I can do to avoid the flu.
So when you talk about taking the flu jab, what about pregnant women?
Also safe. Great question. Changes in your immune system, you know, the heart and the lungs during pregnancy make pregnant women more prone to severe illness from flu, which in most cases leads to hospitalization. But if you get the flu jab during pregnancy, it's been shown to protect both the mom and her baby, up to 6 months old, in fact, from the flu. And it's safe to get it any time while you're pregnant, during any trimester. And that's important. But I know moms are worried, and if you are worried and you're a new mom and you're thinking of doing it, chat to your gynae, but guaranteed he'll give you the same advice that I have.
I was lucky this year because I got flu during the holidays, so I didn't have to take off work. I just spent my entire holidays. But you're right, the flu this year, I was man down. I thought I was just like being man flu-y and a bit weak and silly and stupid, but it was hectic.
Three or four days for you to recover, and then another six days to get it out of your system. Yeah, it was really bad. So we established that this has been the worst flu so far that we know that it was a strain of the H1N1. And Michael's been talking about the most effective way to ensuring that you're flu-free is getting the jab. Mm. But not everyone wants that.
Yeah.
So he tells us a little more about what you can do if you don't want to take the jab. So, Mike, I have a friend who is insistent that when you get the flu jab, they're actually giving you the flu. Is that just a myth, or can you dispel that?
I'd love to dispel it. Myth-busting, my favorite pastime. I mean, vaccinations, Terrence, are misunderstood because they're created from the offending viruses themselves. But when you get a flu shot, you're not being injected with a whole virus. You're receiving an inactivated or a dead virus, which means really the part of the virus that can infect you and make you sick is actually turned off. But the part of the virus that stimulates your body to create antibodies is still on. So your body's antibodies will kill the flu virus should you come into contact with it later. So, you know, to answer your mate's concerns, you cannot, I say that underlined, you cannot get the flu from the flu jab.
Right. And you're a doctor, so obviously you advocate the flu jab, but will it guarantee that you will have a flu-free winter?
Well, I mean, as good as us doctors are, and we like to think we are, those logies and viruses are better. And as such, turns no vaccine can ever be 100% effective. But, and I'm going to quote a few stats here, so to your listeners, sorry about all the numbers, but important to know because it kind of gives the gravitas of the value of this thing. There are studies that have shown that protection from the vaccine in healthy adults is around 80 to 90% when the recipe is obviously well matched to the actual strains that come along that year, compared to, you know, around 50% when they're not well matched. So you've got to hope and pray that the germ geeks are doing their job properly. But in that group of people that get the vaccine, it reduces hospital admissions by 90% and days of work by around 40%.
So, you know, I mean, there are some people who just don't have the luxury of being at home when they have the flu. You know, they have to go to work, they have to take care of kids and all of that. So what are some tips that you can give us for people just to protect themselves from getting it, you know, when someone is coughing and spluttering in a checkout queue at a supermarket or something like that?
Well, I mean, together with the jab, and if you can't get the jab, I understand that. And obviously, you know, what you don't want to do is go to work when you have the flu, because then you're just exacerbating the condition. But there are other ways of enjoying a flu-less winter. I'd say exercise. I mean, brave the cold, pound the pavements, get a little bit of exercise in. That boosts your immunity, so very important. Eat your veggies. I mean, the standard rule you and I talk about all the time is eat something that comes from a plant and wasn't made in a plant. That's a very good rule. And get enough sleep. So, you know, a lot of people say to me, I get by in 5 hours, 6 hours. You know, they wear it like a badge of honor. You're killing yourself. As adults, we need a minimum of 7 hours sleep a night, and that's going to make sure our immune system is functioning, you know, optimally. And if you adopt those three lifestyle habits, so exercise, eating your veggies, and getting enough sleep, those are well-known immune system boosters, and although it doesn't guarantee your body can fight off every flu lurgy, it's a powerful first line of defense if you can't get the flu jab.
Nice. And you can actually contact Dr. Michael Moll directly, apparently.
Yeah, it's his website is hellodoctor.com, and you can actually ask him questions and he'll answer it.
And Terrence Pillay, I would like to formally anoint you as the flu season announcer. Every year, it's your job to come on and say, flu season starting, and go get your jabs.
I'll take that.
Will you take that job?
Yeah.
It's on your mantle.
I'll wear that mantle.
Okay, it was around about April, May, every year.
Perfect.
All right. If you want to engage with Terrence directly, you can do so on Twitter. It's at Terrence Pillay. One R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren, Kerry, and Sky. East Coast Breakfast.